Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Baseball.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Baseball. Tigers are on the road for a Tuesday night game at UAB before coming home to host Tennessee on the A-Day football weekend. Huge weekend of competition on the Auburn University campus. Joined now by Tigers head coach, Butch Thompson. It was a tough weekend, coach, in College Station, Texas. Opportunities in all three games, and a great comeback in both the eighth and the ninth innings on Saturday against Texas A&M. You had a day or so to kind of look back on that. Your thoughts about the trip down to Texas?
Yeah, tough one because I think our guys are fighting so hard. We do absolutely have some, you know, some challenges and deficiencies, but I give Texas A&M credit. I think we never really got ahead in any of the games in the series, and everything we could muster up was to catch them. And it seemed like every time that happened, they immediately responded time and time again. So, but, you know, there's some amazing things happening still with our guys. We hit 309, I think, on the weekend. You know, Irish McMurray, Stanfield, his best weekend. I think we made two errors, and they're really – one was a throwing error from third base, and another one was a long range, but it was a kind of a ball that you can handle, and we played – clean is my point defensively. Ball didn't get past a catcher. It looked like it was enough to win series, especially on the road. If you're talking about, you know, when you wake up today and it's probably the number two team in country that you played, we were buttoned up. And again, have enough pitchers, and that's what we advertised all year, but we haven't been able to stand up with our starting pitching and even relief pitching at times to where, you know, that it is keeping track or keeping pace with these elite teams. So scored enough runs to win, did a lot of things positive offensively and defensively. Really, you know, even the pitchers, absolutely some adjustments from early in the weekend to late in the weekend to take that to extra innings. And really, I feel like, you know, the last two weekends against 1-2 in the country, you got 2 1-run ball games, you got an extra inning ball game, 2 runs, you got a chance. But nonetheless, I think we're sitting here at 1-8 in our league, and 3-6 would not have been out of the question. And if you're playing this type of slate, you might have taken that. There's been runs and there's been challenges, but there's challenges to every year. We're landed right in the middle of it and have given great effort, but not been able to get results that we wanted. And I think it's really important for us to circle the wagons, keep figuring out strategies, and keep hanging in there, you know, and we're still a tough knockout. I think that was a very competitive series, but really disappointing to get on that plane late Saturday night and head back home for Easter Sunday and not get anything out of that series with how many positive things are still happening for the team.
Let me ask you about a couple of the guys and some stories that some folks may not know about with regard to these guys. And Ben Short was the tough luck losing pitcher for Auburn in Saturday night's ball game. But let's just talk a little bit about his story from the start of his Auburn career, what he has gone through physically, his family, and now to be part of this Auburn team as a pitcher and what he has done, coach, to get to this point.
It's an amazing family. I knew Ben's dad, Doug, passed away a couple of years ago in August, but before I knew Ben, and then Ben was a catcher. Columbus High School down the road. Yesterday was Ben's birthday. That was special, I'm sure, for him and his family. I actually connected with Ben yesterday. I just know his dad would been proud. He pitched in two of our games. He's 14 months off of Tommy John surgery. I just remember the dad because you get a lot of different influences and challenges with families and stuff, you know, playing in the SEC. So it's a tall order. I just remember his dad didn't – what he cared about. He's like, just stay with him and make him a man. That's what's the most important to him. And I think Doug would have been proud of Ben this past weekend, the way he competed. And those are the things where Ben's absolutely going to do some great work for us. And like I said, he hadn't been off that surgery very long, and to come give us a second appearance in the way that he was able to get out of innings and right there to the last was so competitive for us. That'll pay dividends for us moving forward. And somebody come to you as a catcher to go through losing a loved one to going from catcher to pitcher. This young man's done a great job. And I, again, he's another one of those teammates that everybody rallies around. And I remember him and Cole Foster being so close, and Cole being from Texas, and the Shore family's meant a lot to Auburn for a long time. And this is Ben's chance. And it's nice to see him, how he has absolutely stayed in the fight to get to this point in his career where he's helping us.
We talk a lot about Ike Irish's offense, and it's warranted what he does at the plate. Could you talk a little bit about his development for you behind the plate? You mentioned nothing got by him this weekend. He has improved as far as protecting Auburn's base front, well, protecting pitchers with his throwing and that type of thing. If you would just talk about his development as a defensive player for you throughout this season.
Yeah, and I think the pitchers have helped with that a little bit. I think some people were running on us early in the year. A combination of Ike continuing to grow as a catcher. A&M got one in the series, and that's for them being up for an entire series, that's a really good job. We had two strike them out, throw them outs last week at Arkansas. And then some of the behind-the-scenes numbers that maybe you can't watch just sitting in the stands is, you know, the number of expected strikes that he's handling, how much better that's gotten. So he's catching strikes. He's absolutely been the backstop. I think I'd already mentioned him a couple of questions ago that a ball did not get past us for the entire weekend. Cale Strickland caught great. Ike, actually, we got to keep that bat in there. I think the lower half, felt the hamstring just a little bit, and we pulled him out from game three, and Cale Strickland caught great, was part of a double play from Caden Green at third base. But Ike is, I think we know he's a professional hitter. The at-bats he had is so impressive, and just makes you think back where you're like, well, Julian's probably a big leaguer. And, you know, you look at these guys, Casey Mize is probably a big leaguer. You feel the same way when you watch Ike. And he's so competitive that he's absolutely taken how he stands in the box and taking it behind the plate defensively. And that's why you see the growth over and over and see him growing, because he's wired properly, and you want that to spread throughout the ranks. But it's elite. His ability to compete, his ability to stand in the box and hit, and now it's starting to translate for him as a catcher as well.
I don't know if I ever remember not one but two pinch hit home runs in a game, and both led off innings for you. It happened in the eighth and then again in the ninth on Saturday. Yeah.
Did a lot right. That was one of the most exciting games I've been a part of at Auburn, I think. That backs against the wall. Guys are doing some amazing things. Cooper McMurray had a double play, stepped on the bag, threw the second. Down three runs in a ball game, statistically, that's tough, especially on the road, to catch them and carry that thing to the 12th inning when you're kind of expired everybody. But Christian Hall stepped up, and – you know, Cortez, it was his second time to pitch. He's still running 96, 98. That was a big hit. Blue actually got a single right after him. Maynard's had come out of the ball game, a left-handed hitter who's one of our amazing guys. He had made an unbelievable, like, a couple more runs was scored if he hadn't made a catch like he did and left. But these guys are working together so well. Fabian had to come in late in the ball game. He gets another hit. The guys were being so selfless and absolutely playing and doing everything they could. And they did above and beyond to win a ball game the other night, just all the way around. I even think some pitchers made some bounce back. I thought Armstrong was better and competitive. And we talked about what Shore did to get us that point and extend and give us another bat or two. Tilly made a good bounce back from the other night. So we're growing. I think and it's good to see these guys being alert and ready for their opportunity to, you know, it's hard to, when you haven't swung a bat all game and we've been playing for 3 hours, to step up there and do that. And that changed the complexion of the ball game. That absolutely went from comfort on one side to like, hey, this game's not over yet. And that's making the most of your opportunity and really being ready at a moment's notice to come help your team.
All right. All that said then, Coach, the message to your ball club right now with a game at UAB scheduled right now for Tuesday night at 6 and then back home against a very, very good Tennessee ball club on a huge weekend at the Auburn campus this weekend.
Yep. It was like when I arrived at Auburn, I told the club it's going to be okay and keep playing. Don't let the spirit leave you. I think that's what I've reported here recently. This is my job. You know, this is my responsibility to absolutely hang with our people and these young men. We've had to go through a challenge each and every year, and it wound up being okay most times. But whatever happens, this is my responsibility, and probably needed more when they're rolling. Coach is not quite as needed. So we all need each other right now. I think we'll do some different things with our pitching this weekend to where, you know, nobody's really separated and said, hey, man, I'm the guy in this deal. And so we just put all our pitchers back together in a group, and they all can help us in some way. So if we got to chop it up a little bit, if the strength's in having 80% of our innings back and things of that nature, but our challenge has been not being able to get the game underway or getting to the fifth inning, it's been okay. But when you play these teams, just like you will continue to play teams that absolutely we're not keeping pace with, probably starting pitching in the middle relief, the captain obvious here, but you know, let's give our guys that are absolutely competing in a big way. We can still use all of our pieces, but let's just put them all as to one pitching staff, and let's chop this thing up. You started to see it. You saw that a little bit game three. If somebody didn't have it, they got right out. And maybe you're just trying to find a hot hand. Maybe that's how we have to use this staff a little bit more deeper of the left-handed, the right-handed, the matchups, and let's figure out a way to piece this thing together. So being there for them, tell them it's going to be okay. Been here before. These are the strategies for us to get better. Let's be selfless as a pitching staff. Let's all figure out, like, who's our best matchup for Tennessee. This is your role, because sometimes when you go through tough stretches, the first thing you lose is your identity and maybe what the expectation, what your job is. So coaches will go out from our meeting this morning and start making sure, like, this is who you are. This is who you're not going to run from. This is going to be your role for this upcoming weekend. You don't have to carry the burden of the world. We're all going to come together and do this collectively. And that's what I see. Things can look different in 2 or 3 weeks. That's what the beauty of this league is. We have 7 weeks before us. And, you know, we have the program at an expectation that we're supposed to, you know, try to make a run at this thing and get to the postseason. But right now, you know, all of that's in jeopardy, like it is every single year for a lot of clubs in our league. And this is put the head down. Let's get better. Let's redefine what we're doing. Let's circle the wagons and do this together and, you know, kind of be ready to play in Birmingham tomorrow night. It's probably the biggest difference we can make. And, you know, the next 2 weekends are at home. So put your head down for 2 weeks and then we'll reassess.
Thank you for the visit today. We'll see you at the ballpark this week. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Butch Thompson on This Week at Auburn Baseball.